This is the interview with Betty Johnston for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done February 27, 2012 at the Independence Regional Museum in Batesville, Arkansas. And Betty, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and challenges. First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and the city and county in which you presently reside.
Betty F. Johnston, not Johnson. Okay, what else?
City?
Batesville, Arkansas.
And county?
Independence.
What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program as a member?
Well, how long? Well, I joined in December 1948, and it was, at that time, I think it was a Reed, or it may have been the Wade, but they changed it to Reed Wade later on when I joined.
Okay, that was you joined an Extension Homemaker Club?
Yes.
Okay. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, I had quit work. I just married, and my sister-in-law was active in this club, and we lived next door to each other, and she persuaded me to go with her, and I've been going ever since.
And you've already given the date, but how long have you been associated with the program, the Extension Homemakers Program?
What would that be, 64 years?
Yes, because I was born in 48, so.
Oh, dear. You know then.
What was the first club which you were associated with in what year? And you gave it earlier, so.
Yes, it would be 1948, and I'm sure it was the Wade at that time.
Okay. Now, are you presently a club member?
Yes, I am.
Can you give the name of the club and the county and the district?
That I'm a member of now. Mm-hmm. It's a Pfeiffer Extension Homemakers Club, and I do not know the district.
It's Ozark.
Ozark, okay.
And the county?
Independence.
Okay. Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club?
Well, really, that's been a few years. Yes, because practically all of the ladies in the community were members, and we met in the morning and had lunch and usually had a craft in the morning and then the meeting in the afternoon. So.
And you said earlier why you join, but would you tell again why you joined?
Well, my sister-in-law persuaded me to. But I had been a member of the 4-H Club before I married, and I knew about the extension. But then when I graduated from high school, I went to work. And then when I married, and I decided I could retire, I let him do the work.
Why have you continued your membership in Extension Homemakers?
Because I enjoy the meetings and the ladies that come, it's usually the only time we see each other is that one meeting, and we really have a ball.
Now, how involved did you become? Have you listed the offices and committee chairmen?
I've been the president, the vice president, the treasurer, the secretary, and I can't remember the committees. I'm sure there was several that I belonged to.
Let's see, have you attended the state council meetings? And if so, do you know what year did you attend your first one, or do you have any special remembrances of that event?
I've gone one year because I had children at home and I couldn't go off and leave them for that long. But my daughter is a consumer science person in Little River County, so she persuaded me to go after my husband died. So I went one year, and after that I said, I enjoyed it immensely because you see so many people from around the state, and the arts that they had there were fantastic. And I tried to do the one embroidery. At that time, I was having carpal tunnel syndrome, so I couldn't do it.
Now, how has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, the friendship that we have with the other ladies is the main thing. And knowing they'd pitch in and do anything for you. So,
what has been your favorite event or activity?
Oh, dear. Well, we have been doing our clubhouse. We've got grants the last 4 years to renovate it. And to me, that has been more worthwhile than anything else we did. Of course, we spent a lot of elbow grease doing the fundraisers and everything.
What has been your least favorite event or activity?
Doing the manual labor.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organizations?
Well, from the time I started until now, it is not the same. Well, it's like everything else. You've got to change or you're dying. Mm-hmm. And they have changed tremendously. The crafts, when I first joined, I mean, the things that Miss Crane did, was food preservations, was canning, and anything to drying the fruit. Of course, we didn't have home freezers. But it was always something different every time.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Well, I suppose it has. It has to. That some of them are born leaders and the others are followers. And don't put a follower in a leadership because it does not work.
Any other memories, experience, or thoughts that you'd like to share?
I've got a good one, but I wouldn't dare share it.
Well, since you don't want to share on recording, thank you for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.
Okay, thank you. I'll turn it off.